Sorry for my delay in posting on my podcast. Even though this is the first episode I put out in almost a month, I was dealing with a family emergency. I had an uncle who tried to commit suicide about a couple weeks back, and we're just waiting to hear any news on him to see how he's doing. But also, I've been busy with work. This is my first day off from my job, my Longhorn job that I've done, that I've been doing for like 2 months. I haven't had a day off since August 30th of this year, and so this is my first day off in almost 2 weeks. I worked 12 straight days in a row, and I'm like, well, fuck this. I said, I need a day off. But I got overtime this week and last week. Last week I did 42 hours and 38 minutes over there, and this week it was 42 hours and 45 minutes or something like that. So, yeah, so I'm going to be in overtime, so I get time and a half for that. And so, the other day somebody must have moved out of my apartment, like in the apartment building I live in, and they left, this little container, like a storage container out in the apartment, and they must have not wanted it, so they just left it there, so I took it. I cleaned it out, and it's big enough where I could put my movies in. So I've been cleaning up my room for the last couple hours, and I'm taking a little break right now. But I've been up since 8 o'clock this morning trying to clean my room and get that thing cleaned out. So I got about halfway through, and there's still a lot more shit to clean. So on my YouTube videos that you're going to see, if you go to RBW King, you're gonna see me put up one video so far. I'm going to break it down. And you're going to see different videos of how I'm cleaning my room, and you're going to see what it looked like before and what it's going to look like afterwards when I get done. And then I was over at Meijer the other day, my old job that I used to do. And we were buying, I usually don't drink alcohol a lot, but I will on occasion. So we ended up getting spiked apple cider. And I had that with my dinner yesterday when I got off my job at Longhorn. And at Longhorn, I've tried almost everything, except for a few things. The only thing I hadn't tried when it comes to the steak that they offer was, like, I had the ribeye, I had the outlaw ribeye, and then I had the chopped steak, and then there's a few other ones. And then you had the porterhouse, and then you had the T-bone steak, where you can get it with the bone in and the bone out. Mine had the bone in. So that was one of the steaks I hadn't tried, so I had that yesterday for my dinner. And because I work for Longhorn Steakhouse, I get a percentage off. It's like basically 50% off if you work, and then you get 25% off when you're not working, and then you also get family discounts too, because if you eat with your family, they get a discount too. So it's like 25% off with when you do the family and friends discount. Sorry about that, but I'm also reading books too. I got my books on hold right now. My most current one that I'm reading is called I Alone Can Fix It, which talks about the disaster that Trump had in his squadency, and that's one book. And then I also got one on the Constitution, and among other keynotes that were written for the Constitution in itself. I think the only thing that wasn't in there was the Bill of Rights. But they did have some of the constitutional stuff in there. I have to look at it. I have to read that book particularly to see. And I'm also going to try to clean off... a couple of these tables I got in my room. Because one table was for eating, and the other one was for whatever. And both of them have just become a dumping ground for my movies and books. So I gotta clean those off and then try to move them out the way so I can drag that fucking container in. That container that I found in the hallway, though, it has three drawers where you could just stock movies in them. And I got one drawer full already, and then I got started on the second one, And then my mom says, don't put too many in there because you're going to have a hell of a time trying to drag it in the room if you don't have the space for it right now. So we're trying to clean out just one section of the room just to try to get it in. I don't think it would fit behind my door yet because I don't want to put anything behind the door when I just clean that portion out. And then I got to get the vacuum, feather duster, and try to dust everything. I also just reached season 6 of this TV show I was watching on Netflix called The 100. I got one more season to go before the whole series is finished, and then I can find something else to watch. And am I the only one that likes to listen to music when I clean? Because I like to play music when I'm cleaning. And so that's one thing I like to do. And it doesn't matter what style of music it is. It could be rap music. It could be country rap. It could be R&B, jazz, rock. I said I listen to everything. So, but I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that likes to listen to music when I'm cleaning. And then also, I brought 4 bottles of Mark's Hard Lemonade when I was over at Meijer. So that's another thing I'm looking forward to. And Mark's Hard Lemonade is like one of the only few drinks that's alcohol related that I can drink without getting sick. And then I took a picture of my I had brought something also at Meijer too, and I brought the 4 bottles of alcohol. I had brought a book bag for my job, and my brother's like, "Well, why the fuck did you buy a book bag?" I said, "Probably because because not only do I do busing at Longhorn, I also do dishwashing, so that's a common thing. I brought a book bag so that when I do my dishes, my phone's not laying in water when I get done, because the one thing about doing dishwashing is that sometimes that dishwasher will spray water out, and it would get on you, and it would also get on your phone. So basically the book bag's for me to have my phone inside. Also, I could throw my charger in there if I ever decided I want to stay over a little bit on the shift, maybe read a book, something like that. I could throw it all on that book bag and just take it to work with me. Then my phone stays dry. Let's see what else we got here. Can't believe we're almost to the end. I can't believe we're almost to October. A few more weeks and we'll be there. We did lose one of the actors from that was the sergeant and Police Academy 2 and 3. We lost that actor the other day. We also lost comedian Big Daddy Graham. We also lost American veteran and attorney Cal Vanderwater. He basically committed suicide, but basically shot himself to death with his gun. See, I don't know about that one. Warren Storm, who was a drummer, but he was known for... See, I don't know what Swamp Pop is, or Swamp Pop. But he was an American swamp pop drummer and vocalist. Okay, yeah. Basically, it's a music that's known for down south. I've never been to any of the towns where that music is popular at. But this is episode 71. I've also got to episode 100 of the Overnight Drive podcast. So I guess, so eventually it's going to take a while to listen to all the Overnight Drive podcasts. They still got like another 250 episodes for me to listen to. But they keep putting out episodes every week or two. So it takes a while to try to build it up. And when you think you're getting close to almost the end, then they put more out. What was I going to say? Oh, one of the Major League Baseball players, I think it's Trevor Bauer. He's going to miss the rest of this year after being accused of sexual assault, so he's not going to pitch the rest of the season. That's going to suck for him. And I haven't seen a shred of proof yet to see whether this is true or not. But I do know that he's going to sit out the rest of the year, but I don't know if it's true about the sexual allegation part. And when I get done with a couple of my books, I might start a book review. You know how like some people do movie reviews on YouTube? I might do book reviews on YouTube. So when I finish a book, I talk about it, give it a breakdown, and then let people decide for themselves whether it's a book to read or not for them. I do the same thing with movie reviews. I've watched movies and I gave my review on it. I'll be like, okay, this is the first time I've ever watched it. This is what happened. This is what the storyline's about. And I would give my review on whether I thought the movie was good or not. Because sometimes movies, when they put them out, I don't care what the fuck the critics say. I leave it up to my own opinion on whether I think a movie is good or not. A lot of people had criticized Dirty Dancing when it came out back in the 80s, and it was actually happened to be one of the best movies of the year when it came out. A lot of people had criticized Home Alone, and it actually ended up being the best movie, or like one of the best movies of the year for the year that it came out. And but for me, when it comes to movies, I watch any genre. Like I watch PG, PG-13, rated R, G. I've even seen movies that didn't have a rating on them. One of my movies that I constantly watch, Blood and Blood Out, doesn't have a rating on it at all, but I watch it. Same thing with one of the other movies I have, Dawn of the Dead. It doesn't have a rating on it, too, and I watch that. I've even seen the X-rated pornos, but yeah. But I think my brother was trying to get a hold of me. That's why you probably heard the music earlier on that clip. I think we're supposed to take a bike out to him. One of these assholes that sold us a bike the other day, me and my mom went to go pick it up, and the guy didn't. The guy put new inner tubes on, but what he tried to do, and it doesn't work, was he tried. He didn't tell us about the tires. The tires were kind of shitty. So we tried to be nice and help my brother out because he was getting fed up with having to take Uber rides and getting in Subaget to and from work, and he doesn't make a whole lot, so he can't afford to do the Uber all the time. So me and my mom tried to be nice, and we bought him a bike from this one guy. Never again would we ever do that. But the guy put new inner tubes on. He didn't tell us about the tires. He just said, okay, here's the bike. We gave him $100, because that's what he asked for. And then he gave us patches for the wheels, for the tires. Eventually, my brother had tried to ride the bike around. And somebody told him, oh, there's no air in the tire. I said, well, you could have taken it over to the gas station and put air in the tire too. And my brother's like, oh, I didn't think about that. I'm like, well, you could have, yeah. Good thing he didn't do it that way. And then he was able to call somebody so they can drive him home. So he put the bike in their car, and they drove it home. And he tried to ride the bike around the block of where he lives at, and the tire pops. So he was able to call somebody and say, okay, the tire just popped. And they were able to look at the tires, and the guy thought that we had said that they put new tires on. I said, no. I said, the guy said he put new inner tubes on, but not new tires. What the guy tried to do was he put crazy glue on the tire to cover up the hole, which that shit doesn't work, and that's why. It was a bad tire, so he needs to get a new tire on the bike. And it came, I was like, we just lost out on $100. Now he can't ride a fucking bike, but we do have an extra one here. The tires are not in good shape either, but at least they're fucking holding air, so we're going to take this bike out to my brother sometime later on tonight when he gets off of work. And then we'll be able to take my uncle's van out there, drop the bike off, and come back. I said, you try to do something good for somebody, and then all of a sudden you get fucked over. I'm like, what the fuck? Now my next thing to do, and it's never a good thing to do when you're cleaning, is I got movies and books lying all over the floor. I gotta make sure that, when I get up at night to go use the bathroom, I gotta make sure that I don't step on any of my movies when I get up, because then that's what cracks them. So that's one of the things why I'm using that container that I found, just to put the movies in there. So any movies that I got lying on the floor are gonna go in that thing. And then I gotta get to the closet too. My mom's bitching about me not hanging up my clothes all the time. And I just have my clothes in my basket, and I just dig through my basket when I need them. And my mom's like, well, your shirts for work get all wrinkled. She's like, you need to be able to hang those clothes up so they don't get wrinkled. I was like, well, I just don't like mom having my clothes in the closet. And I was, and so also when I was at Meijer though too, I had gotten one of these things. actually, it's two. It came with two. And it's like a bottle opener. One side is for the bottles, to pop open on the bottles when they have those little metal lids, and you can't get them off with just anything. So I got this bottle opener. One side's for the bottles, and one side is for the can to puncture it. So if you pull off a tab or if you pull off on the pull tab, and the thing breaks sometimes, then you got the thing to puncture it. So I got two of those. But I was, because I had lost my other one, and I'm like, well, I need another one that's better and bigger, and that one was better. Got up for like $6, because you got two of them in the price. One of the things I talked about at my job, though, too, and I don't know if I'm going to do it yet, but I probably could. Some of the people at my job, they double their shifts, and what that means is that they're doing 11, 12, 13 hours a day. And I'm willing to do it, but it's a lot of work. But think about the money I could be making if it's just 4 days and I'm doubling my shifts. And if you want to double your shifts, they can do it. They will let you. I just got to talk to one of the managers about it. I said, I need the money anyway. I'm trying to move out of my apartment, so doubling up my shifts is actually better that way. Some of the guys at my job are doing 12, 13-hour shifts, and they're okay with it. I'm like, I wouldn't mind doing a 12 to 13-hour shift, providing that I come in at like 11 o'clock and stay until 11 at night. Shit. I haven't been on Vudu either lately, so that's going to be another thing I'm going to have to look at, see what movies they put in and what movies I haven't watched yet. But on Vudu, they have like over 9,000 movies that you could choose from. I haven't really gone through Netflix a whole lot, so I don't know what all Netflix has. But Netflix has a lot of shows that you could pick from. So that's going to be another thing. And I found out that Longhorn's only closed 2 days out of the year. And so I was telling my mom the other day, I said, well, Longhorn's only closed 2 days out of the year. And this was talked about when I was in that meeting the other day, where the one where I got constantly praised, and the managers were praising me because of how good of a worker I am, for the job anyway. And so they were praising me, saying, oh, you're like one of the hardest workers, and I'm basically, no matter if it's you doing busing, no matter if it's you cleaning the bathrooms, no matter if it's you doing the dishes, you're always basically willing to learn. And the other day I just started learning the hosting part. I had never done hosting before, and I just started learning. So it's good for me to learn. And the more you learn, the more valuable you become to a company, and they would want to keep you the more you learn. So basically, I've learned 3 things in just 2 months. Dishwashing. Actually, 4. Anyway, anybody can clean a bathroom, so that's easy enough to do. But they had to show us properly how to use the dishwasher, and they had to properly show us how to bus. And because the host stand has a computer, you gotta hit shit on it, basically, to clean off tables, like, basically. And so there's like a button that shows you, okay, hit the table for dirty, so you know to clean it. And then after the table's done clean, then you hit the button clear, and that clears off, and it shows that you basically cleared the table and that there's nothing on it. But that was what I was learning the other day. So I've learned like 3 things in 2 months. So it's gotten pretty easy for me. And let's see what else we got here. I'm going to have to eat that later, but I got to get whipped cream. Oh, I have a pie sitting in my damn room. I forgot I even had it. But it's been there. It's probably been there a couple weeks. So it should still be good. I haven't opened up the container on it. But it's one of my favorite pies, blueberry. And I'd like to have my pies with whipped cream. But I don't think we have any. So I'm not going to eat the pie until I get whipped cream. I did pick up 5 subscribers in the last week. Now I'm up to 298. And I'm hoping to break 1,000 by next year if I can, because that would help me out. And once I get my 1,000 subscribers, then I get monetized for YouTube, where I can start getting paid. Usually your pay is based on your views and whatever revenue that you put out, mostly ads and everything like that too. So it's either views, ads, and whatever else that they basically say you got to do. That's really about it for today, because I gotta get back to cleaning. And then I'll probably be on Instagram later on today too, showing the video about me cleaning my room and what I started. So it's gonna be on. So if you're interested in seeing me clean up my room a little bit better, you can go to YouTube or my Instagram channel or my Instagram feed for RBW King. Which is also the YouTube channel, it's RVW King, just like this. And so you can check out the YouTube video and the Instagram video about me cleaning and how much better it will look once it's done. But that's about it for today, and I'll be back probably in the next week to post another video, or post a podcast, and then we'll be good on that. But hope you guys enjoyed.